What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the termination train makes one of its favorite stops. That's right, good old Maskistan. And as you all know, when the men of Maskistan put on the mask, oh, it's a grand event. Ladies, you still don't get it. Men around the world have become fed up with your fuckery, with your attitude, with your shenanigans. Like the man in this article that was published on the 31st of August. Deli man, offlines his wife and mother-in-law with scissors after a row over their son's birthday gift. Gentlemen, the scissor man cometh. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man offlined his wife and mother-in-law with a pair of scissors in Northwest Delhi's KN Kaju Marg area, following a heated argument over a birthday gift for their son. The accused, Yogesh Sehgal, was later arrested in Rohini, where he was detected roaming around with his two sons. On Saturday at around 3:50 p.m., police received a PCR call reporting the termination of the caller's mother, Kasum Sinha, 63, and sister, Priya Sehgal, 34, both residents of Rohini. A police team rushed to the third floor house of Rohini Sector 17, where they found two female carcasses lying in a pool of blood. The crime team and forensic experts were summoned to the scene. According to Sinha's son, Meg Sinha, his mother visited Priya's house on August 28th to celebrate the birthday of Priya's son, Chirag. Meg alleged that Yogesh offlined his mother and sister and fled with the children. Sehgal was arrested and the cops seized his blood-stained clothes and a pair of scissors, the alleged weapon of offense. The termination is attributed to domestic disputes and frequent quarrels. You see, ladies, the whole victimhood narrative always goes out the window, especially when it's determined that you gave as well as you got, i.e., you were a mutual combatant in the situation. Quote unquote, a dispute erupted between Priya and her unemployed husband, Yogesh, over gifts exchanged between the two families. And Kasum stayed at Priya's residence to help resolve the issue, said Rajiv Ranjan, DCP, Rohini. When Meg couldn't reach his mother by phone on Saturday, he visited Priya's house and found the flat locked and spied bloodstains near the door. When they broke the lock, they discovered the carcasses of Kasum and Priya inside. Meg told the media that when the house was in complete disarray, with belongings scattered all over, he lifted his mother and noticed deep injuries to her throat and abdomen, with blood flowing from the wounds. I called the police control room. I came to know that Yogesh had gone to the police station and accused Priya and his mother-in-law of beating him, Meg claimed. During the interrogation, he revealed that the family was celebrating their youngest son's 15th birthday. He told cops that his wife made an uncharitable comment about his family not bringing gifts, which triggered his anger. At around 11:30 p.m., he allegedly stabbed Priya in the neck with a pair of scissors and then attacked his mother-in-law. According to investigators, the couple's frequent arguments, coupled with the comment about gifts, seemed to have triggered the violence, i.e., she ran her mouth at a wrong time and he snapped. Well, well, well. Ladies, I'm going to reiterate, men of today have gotten fed the fuck up. Every day, another man says, you know what? Nah, I'm not gonna take this shit. Baby mamas, girlfriends, ex-wives, the whole lot. You women love thinking you can piss men off and men are just supposed to sit there and take this nonsense. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. And yeah, day by day, more and more men are simply snapping those chains of restraint that hold us pretty much in place. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the couple's home. Gotta give that a 10. Method of execution, the shearing scissors. I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. The victim's son, the monster-in-law's son, had to come home and find his mom and sister skewered like steaks. So I'm going to give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, of course, scissors. Yeah, ladies, that goes to show you that a thoroughly pissed off man will turn anything into a lethal weapon. So I'm giving the brutality factor a 60. And of course, for the uniqueness factor, I'm giving this a 20 as well. So Yogesh, the Scissor Man Seagal, gets a score of 180. Ah, gentlemen. These women, they just will never get the message. Men of today are sick and tired of being sick and tired of them. And yes, most men will just simply walk away. However, some men will take it there. Some men will go all the way. Yeah, there are men out there who are just waiting to snap. And you women, you light the man's fuse and think, oh, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything. Oh, he's afraid of going to jail. Nah. See, once again, ladies, you think that because so many people repeat the phrase, hell have no fury like a woman scorned, we all know that that's fake. That's false. That's bullshit. Women are not really capable of committing the levels of violence that a man is capable of committing by himself. See, you women need proxy violence from other men to make it seem like you're bad. You can do bad things. Yes, there are some women who are incapable of inflicting some violence, but not the vast majority of you women are capable of doing that. Unlike the vast majority of men who are capable of inflicting horrific levels of violence. But that's another topic for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think that arguing with a man in 2025 is supposed to be some sort of flex, that he's supposed to just shrink into a small shell and let you run over the top of him, you better understand this, ladies. Honestly and truly, you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think society grants you, which by now you should all know it is fake, it is false, it is not a real thing, that always goes out. Feminism, and once again, thinking that men are going to constantly restrain ourselves against disrespectful women, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because there are way more men out here who have lit fuses. And you women never know what you're going to say or do to set that explosion off. And when you set that explosion off, ladies, yeah, it will be a lethal event. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.